Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Going to be the last weekend in September. That means by the next time you hear us, we will have been in the deer woods and done a little deer hunting with our bows and our crossbows and all of that. Part of this time of year that is absolutely awesome. Love to be out in the woods and take a look at things. And we might talk a little bit about if you're successful enough on the pond, too. Something we might want to do is shoot a duck or cook a duck or...
Leave it there.
Right, exactly. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the Grilling Guys, the smokiest radio show on the airwaves. If you're hearing this, you're listening to a great station, and we appreciate all of our affiliates across Michigan and New Jersey. And we are going to talk about ducks, and I'll tell you how these shows get dreamt up. Jop and I have a great experience doing something, and we go, man, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we just did. Let's do it.
Right. So it really isn't a dream. It's a reality show.
Yeah. So, dude, last weekend I took my two boys and my future son-in-law. Maggie's engaged to a gentleman named Christian Schofield, and we took him up to Whipple Lake for his break-in period.
Okay.
And he did very well.
So there's some things going on right there because this is a guy, another man that's coming into your family, and you. This is a level of acceptance, guys, when you get invited to deer camp and to go set up deer camp. And that means, you know what, you're a good one, and we want you to be part of this.
Or it's a trial.
Right. Well, it's probably both.
Always a trial. Yeah. Well, right. He passed with flying colors.
Great.
He brought his big one-ton Ford pickup truck, yeah, which is always good. But more importantly, he's really experienced in hunting. And, you know, to my amazement, I guess we've never talked a whole lot about it.
Wow, that really surprises me.
I know.
Because that's usually one of your first topics.
Well, but, you know, when he's over, it's usually a group conversation, and I don't want to, you know, monopolize the conversation with something that half the people there, like the women in particular, don't really care to join in on.
So since when?
You kind of save that for...
Since when? I've been to those get-togethers.
I'm learning.
No, I get it. So later in the show, he's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about his duck expertise as well, because... as I understand it, I got a little piece of that, and we're gonna get him on the line and share.
Yeah,
it
and so that's like I said, how these shows come about is you have to dream up a good topic and something interesting. And I found out that I am really interested in duck hunting, and I always kind of said, "Eh, I don't know."
Right,
it hasn't been my big deal. I have tons of friends. You used to duck hunt. I have tons of friends that still do. Bruce at Garrett's a big duck hunter, goose hunter. And I'm kind of warming up to the whole fowl thing. And we moved our trailer. I took the three guys up there because, number one, it's fun. And number two, I had to move the old Trotwood to a new location that's better.
How did that go, by the way? That thing had been there for a long time.
Well, yeah. Ted's dad moved it there like 10 years ago for us, and then he passed away. And it was a wonderful spot. It's right by the lake. But what I always hated about it was smack dab in the middle of about 57, 64 acres, something like that. And in my opinion, it was too much noise because we get a little rowdy at night. And you know exactly why. You're
sure,
in the
your
middle
camp.
of your best hunting place,
right,
and it screws up the patterns. So we screwed up the patterns again and moved it to where it'll be more...
like on the corner of the property
the corner,
or something?
Yeah. So... So it just opened everything up, and it's a 52 Trotwood. Dude, I think it still has the original tires on it.
Wow.
And I believe
they're
rubber.
Roll?
I believe they're rubber with tubes, And here's a testimony or a testament to rubber. They're still not cracked and checked.
Yeah.
And 52, you do the math. They might have been replaced 20 or 30 years ago, but I'm pretty sure they've been on for at least 20 years. I took my generator, my compressor. We pumped the tires up a little bit. I hooked it up to my Van Andel Flickama Jeep.
Yep.
And that baby did the job. We towed that thing. It didn't even make it squat. And this is a heavy trailer because it's got concrete floors.
Yeah, I remember when you did that to keep the mice out, right? Yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Ducks on the Pond and the Grill. We're going to talk all about ducks and hopefully get you intrigued enough to maybe give it a try or at least throw one on the grill.
Right. We're going to cover that a little bit later in this segment. Now, when you were up there, you spent an overnight, right? And you had the boys with you, but it wasn't just all about moving the trailer.
No, we had an experience, I'll tell you. First of all, pulling down the little seasonal road to get to the gate, trees had fallen.
Okay.
One of them in particular, Christian could barely get his big, massive truck underneath. He had to, like, take a couple of tries at it without taking a mirror off. But so on the way out, I had my trailer, and I had three hardy young men to help.
And a chainsaw.
And a chainsaw. Right. Always had the chainsaw. So we buzzed that big maple up, and I had a trailer load of 20-inch round, 20-inch long chunks of seasoned. This thing's been dead for years, and it's like perfect burning.
Right.
So we got that done.
So you went up to freshen up camp.
Yep.
This was a big year because you moved it.
Yes.
But you had a lot of other things.
Well,
you were
we
doing
had to
too.
Move stands now too,
right,
because
exactly.
Now the trailer's close to my favorite stand.
Right.
So it just forced me to scout. Got to show the guys how I scout. Found out that Christian's a very good scout. We're like in total harmony in terms of how we look at a place to place a blind, because I'm really picky on where I put my stands, and I put a lot of time into windage and trails and patterns and all this, because you can't move a tree stand that easily, especially this one's a 22-footer.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to have help moving.
Well, yeah.
I've done it myself.
Yeah, you can probably drag it through the woods, but setting it back up on the next tree is the challenge.
Well, when you're standing it up, you feel like your spine's going to snap because you have your arms extended.
Leverage, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's happened. But I also did this week some beef ribs. You know, I got that cow a couple weeks back and got a bunch of beef ribs. I'd have to say, though, that the processor didn't listen to me. And they cut them all as short ribs, and I specifically wanted them long.
Right.
But they still turn out really good, really fat cow, and I smoked them on my Cajun.
So that's more of a charcoal grill than a smoker, so you must have kind of done that a little bit on the offset.
Yeah, I just did them on the side. It's real easy. It's a nice, long, elevated coal bed. Put them on one side, set them on the other. I didn't even add any wood to it with good charcoal. It just
right.
They came out perfect.
Lump charcoal, right,
yep.
I'm assuming?
Yep. Yep.
Don't use a lot of briquettes. We're both lump guys.
Yep.
If you don't know the difference, it says it on the bag. One says lump, L-U-M-P. The other will be briquettes. And the lump charcoal is pure hardwood. It's not been processed
right with
anything. And I think Bob and I both agree that it's a hotter cook and it's a longer cook per amount of fuel. And then it's just clean. You don't get a lot of ash. And it's just a great fuel.
Briquettes are actually manufactured out of the silth that comes from when they crush charcoal, lump charcoal, a lot of it turns to powder.
Okay.
And then they scoop that up with a front end loader, put it in a semi, and they ship it off to people like Kingsford, who totally change
processing.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
add clay and all kinds of junk to it that I don't care for.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of duck hunting with Bob's soon to be son in law. This should be a little bit of fun because I'm just curious how this questioning is going to go, and I'm going to let Barbecue Bob run the show here and see if Christian has figured out the wheat from the chaff, we shall say, when you're talking to Bob. But you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Such a mess. It seems it